A China deal that trades leverage for illusion. Commentary. Canada's newly announced trade memorandum with China has been presented by the federal government as pragmatic statecraft in a turbulent world. Lower tariffs on canola and seafood in exchange for the entry of nearly 50,000 Chinese electric vehicles, we are told, will diversify exports, lower consumer prices, and signal Canada's independence from American protectionism. This framing is incomplete. More troublingly, it is strategically naive. Trade policy is not merely about price and volume. It is about leverage, reciprocity, industrial resilience, and alignment with trusted partners. On those measures, this agreement falls short. Let us begin with the core concession. Canada has agreed to slash tariffs on Chinese electric vehicles from 100% to 6.1%, granting preferential access to a market that Ottawa itself recently acknowledged was vulnerable to distortion from heavily subsidized, state-directed overcapacity. That concern has not vanished. It has simply been set aside. In return, China has offered tariff relief on Canadian canola, peas, and seafood, relief that is explicitly time-limited and revocable. Agricultural access into China has always been conditional, episodic, and subject to political recalibration. Canada has learned this lesson repeatedly. To treat temporary tariff relief as a durable strategic gain is to ignore recent history. The imbalance is structural. Electric vehicles are high-value manufactured goods embedded in long-term supply chains. Canola is a bulk commodity with alternative global suppliers and thin margins. One side gains market foothold and optionality. The other gains short-term relief. Ontario Premier Doug Ford is right to raise alarms on behalf of Canada's auto sector. Even if Chinese EVs initially account for less than 3% of the market, the precedent matters. Once established, quotas expand, price pressure intensifies, and domestic assembly decisions shift accordingly. This is how industrial erosion occurs, not overnight, but incrementally. The federal government argues that lower-cost EVs will benefit Canadian consumers. That may be true in isolation, but consumer prices cannot be the sole metric of national interest. No serious country evaluates strategic industries solely through the lens of short-term affordability. If it did, there would be no domestic aerospace, defense, or automotive sectors anywhere in the West. More concerning is the broader geopolitical signal. Canada is diverging from the United States and other allies on China trade policy at precisely the moment when coherence matters most. This is not diversification. It is misalignment. China's EV sector is not merely competitive. It is the product of sustained state subsidies, non-market financing, technology transfer requirements, and industrial planning that would be unacceptable under any rules-based trading system. To welcome these products while leaving those structural distortions unaddressed is to normalize them. The government's answer is hope. Hope that Chinese firms will invest in Canada. Hope that jobs will follow. Hope that market access will endure. But hope is not a strategy, nor is the rhetorical framing persuasive. The suggestion that Canada must choose between dependence on the United States and accommodation with China is a false binary. Canada's prosperity has historically rested on trade with market economies governed by transparent rules, enforceable contracts, and political accountability. China does not operate within that framework and shows no intention of doing so. Engagement with China is unavoidable. Capitulation to asymmetry is not. A truly strategic approach would have insisted on enforceable investment commitments, domestic production thresholds, technology safeguards, and alignment with allied trade defenses. It would have treated EV access as leverage, not a concession. It would have protected Canada's industrial base while still seeking agricultural relief. Instead, we have a deal that is politically expedient, economically uneven, and strategically thin. When it comes to trade with China, Canada should be careful that it's not trading away its position. Any trade should be done with eyes open, allies aligned, and leverage intact. This agreement meets none of those tests.